going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keefe.
This one's going to be controversial.
I think so. Well, it was pretty controversial last week. We had the top 5 non-major sporting events.
Yeah.
I love the Masters and Wimbledon and things like this.
It got picked up on television.
It did.
That's how hot the topic was.
I mean,
I did have two wrestling events. Now, one of them
got picked up on TV. Yes, I was just going to say this. Yeah. WrestleMania was on your list, not on mine. Shame on me.
We only had one overlap.
What was it?
NCAA hoop. So I wonder if this week we should have more than one overlap.
There should be more overlap in terms of name. I'm curious on rank.
So my guess is there should be 3 for sure overlap.
Agreed.
Agreed. There's
3 no-brainers.
I think.
We think.
This is a good exercise.
No. These are the best Patriots draft picks since 2001.
So how many years is that?
The best Patriots draft picks. We chose that year for a reason. Let's see if you can deduce that on your own.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the text on this.
I think I'm going to be doing a lot of top 25s of the last 25, on the Dork podcast.
Nice.
I think that would translate nicely to this. But we're only doing 5. We're not doing 25 draft picks.
Rolls off the tongue. So top 5 Friday, best 5 Patriots draft picks since 2001. I believe you went first last week. You want me to go first here, Keith?
Yeah. Are you going to go 5-1? 5-1. All right.
5-1.
Adam Jones' list. Now, again, this isn't on the clock. You don't have to rush. You don't have to scream at me.
You can just rip through it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Terp, you can put up the graphic if you want on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You'll see the full list there. That's fine. Number 5 for me, Dante Hightower, the 25th pick in 2012. Big game player, and as a bit of a tiebreaker. Like, for instance, I was choosing between he and Vince Wilfork as the number 5 player on the list. So Wilfork's not on mine.
Wow, spoiler.
Choosing between those two, I'm going to skew a little bit more towards moving up, targeting a player, and going after them, as opposed to moving back and taking the best of what's left. Dante Hightower, for me, is number 5. Matt Light, 3 Super Bowls. He was your left tackle, the 48th pick in 2001. That's another player they moved up for and targeted. They actually moved back from 31 to 50, I think it was, and then up from 50 to 48. Richard Seymour, the 6th overall pick in 2001. This I went back and forth on a lot. It's a Hall of Fame player. It was also the 6th pick. I'm not telling you it was an easy pick there, but I think the next two on my list had a little bit more skill, a little bit more. Julian Edelman, 232, 7th round in 2009, is an all-time great draft pick. And I went Gronk as the best draft pick since 2001.
Karen, hello.
42nd overall in 2010. That's another player they moved up for just a couple of spots.
I gotcha.
But they moved up for. So for me, 5-4-3-2-1, Hightower, Light, Seymour, Edelman, Gronk. Keith,
wow.
Give me your top 5 Patriots draft picks since 2001.
All right, this one's going to be controversial. Coming in at number 5.
Belichick.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, how I miss you.
Chandler Jones. And here's the reason.
Wow.
He had a great career. He was only here for 4 years, but they traded up in the draft, same draft as Hightower. He has 112 career sacks. So they identified a great player. Now, they chose to trade him away, but it was a great pick. At this point, they had gone on, I believe, a 10-year drought of winning Super Bowls. There were some bad drafts in there. This was the mark of a really good draft. They then won a couple of Super Bowls really based on their defense, and he was a big part of that 14 Super Bowl. So, yeah, his whole career wasn't here, but Chandler Jones was a home run of a draft pick. So I have him at number five. At number four, I have Devin McCourty. And that was the guy that I was screaming for a wide receiver that year. I wanted Dez Bryant. I wanted Demaryius Thomas. I wanted somebody in that spot. They took McCourty, and he was great for a number of years.
Did they move back twice for him, I think? I think they moved down both and then times. Moved down again.
They moved down from the Demaryius Thomas spot, then from the Dez Bryant spot, and then they took Devin McCourty. I'm like, why are you taking this guy from Rutgers? It made no sense to me. And then all he did was win three Super Bowls and, you know, was a Pro Bowl corner at first and then ended up being a really, really good safety.
So
and the guy
will
be in the Team Hall of Fame.
Let me tell you, McCourty was on my short list of names that I left off. Not in my top five, in Keith's top five.
Yeah.
Chandler Jones did not make my cut. Maybe I should have looked a little closer at that. Keep going.
So I think, I mean, that one's debatable because some people will say, well, are you just basing it on what they did in a Patriots uniform versus what they did in their whole careers?
That's largely how I approached it.
Because I would have said keep them. I think they made a mistake getting rid of them, but whatever. So number three, I'm going to go with Edelman there. Now, I know drafting him in the seventh round is amazing to find a guy like that in a clear-cut team Hall of Famer, and maybe even this year. But I separate him because the two guys above him are Pro Football Hall of Famers. I'm actually going to go Seymour, too. It really kind of kick-started the Bill Belichick era. It's his second draft, but really got the thing off and running. And you identified a Hall of Fame player, even though it wasn't the top 10. But then you did draft the greatest tight end of all time in the second round.
Yeah.
So I got Gronk at number one. So I'm going Chandler Jones, 5, Devin McCourty, 4. Edelman 3, Seymour 2, Gronk 1.
Okay, so looking at the list, we actually agree on the best draft pick since 2001
yeah.
in Patriots' recent history. We both agree that Gronk is the best. We flipped Edelman and Seymour. Yep. I had Edelman 2.
Yep.
You had Seymour 2. We flipped them. We agreed on the top 3, which I thought we would.
Sure.
I had in the 4 and 5 spots Matt Light and Dont'a Hightower. You had McCourty and Chandler Jones.
I think the other two, like Vince Wilfork, you mentioned as an honorable mention, definitely is in the mix.
Wilfork and McCourty were my first two off the list.
Now, he didn't win a Super Bowl, but Logan Mankins was a great player. Mankins is probably a guy that should be in the mix for this exercise as well.
Let me give you a...
Maybe Christian Gonzalez when it's all said and done.
Gonzalez is actually on my short list. Joe Tooney's a sneaky, pretty great pick.
Yeah.
You know, now... You look at, he's the 78th pick, 2016. He's gone on, if you want to play the Chandler Jones game, he's gone on and maybe increased his career value even more by going to Kansas City. We'll see what he does in Chicago. But a number of great picks there.
You know who was good and hates Belichick, but had a great career?
Asante was on my short list.
Asante Samuel was really good.
Yeah, that was a fourth-round pick, 120th overall in 2003.
Twitch chat mentions Deion Branch. I mean, he was a Super Bowl MVP, so Deion Branch is a good one.
Deion Branch, 65th in 2002 on my list, left off my list. But on there.
Yeah.
So I honestly, out of all the names that have even been brought up, Twitch and everything else, Chandler Jones, I didn't really maybe give enough consideration
to. He was great.
He's in Keefe's top five. So that's top five Friday, Jones and Keefe, the best Patriots draft picks since 2001. Let's see if you know your Patriots history.
Yeah.
Those are our lists. Who had the better list? Who's the best Patriots draft pick? We agree on Gronk. We agree on the top three since 2001. 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. More draft talk at 1145. Hate it or love it. Mason Graham will be the player we debate today. Ashton Gentry, you can still vote at Jones and Keefe. Last I checked, more hate than love for Ashton
Gentry.
Come on. At pick
Get
number
it together.
Four. We also have a four-pack of questions for you on a Friday at 1130 in the Friday four-pack. Let's get to the Bruins, though. Coming up next, the Bruins didn't even play a game yesterday. And they somehow made things worse. We'll do that next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.